SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The incident still under investigation. Political writer Ben Domenech says the Biden administration is engaged in bad foreign policy toward Israel because it's listening to anti-Israel voices inside the Democrat Party.
And they are listening to the loudest and the most progressive parts of their own coalition in ways that are ultimately, you know, leading them to break away from America's allies, to undermine them publicly, by the way.
Domenech says the president is under intense pressure from within his own party to put more distance between Israel and the United States. The IRS says it's making progress in cracking down on fraud stemming from the pandemic era.
Hundreds of millions of dollars were improperly distributed under the Employee Retention Credit to help small businesses keep their employees during the pandemic. But IRS initiatives to get that money back are working. For example, the agency said it received $225 million from a voluntary disclosure program which ended recently.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston. Jackie Quinn reports on a federal investigation underway into the collapse of a construction crane.
Late Thursday, part of a construction crane collapsed onto a drawbridge. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Golan on WPLG-TV says the 27-year-old worker fell down with it.
It was not the crane per se that actually failed. It was a platform that they had equipment staged on.
Golan says additional sections were being added to the crane to accommodate the building getting taller. Three people were also injured when the segment of steel crushed two cars.
It's unbelievable. The amount of cars and traffic back up, this could have been a whole lot worse.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is SRN News. Most Americans do not have a biblical worldview. Here's Michael Harrington with a report.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend. Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have overwhelmingly approved a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asia country to allow homosexuals to legally marry. The bill now goes to the Senate there, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes in the lower house, and then on to the king for royal endorsement. This is SRN News. A migrant farm worker who survived a mass shooting at a Northern California mushroom farm has filed a lawsuit against the farm and one of its owners.
Pedro Romero Perez was in a shipping container that was also a home to him and his brother at Terra Gardens in Half Moon Bay. Authorities say Chun Li Zhao barged in and opened fire. Perez's brother was killed. Perez was shot five times, including once in the face. The accused gunman worked at the farm. Attorney Donald McGilligan says the owners failed to keep Perez safe.
The district attorney's office is holding the shooter criminally responsible for what he did. What this lawsuit seeks to do is to hold the landlord accountable for their role in the shooting.
Prosecutors say Zhao also killed three others at another farm where he used to work.
That is correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. Neither the farm in this case nor the defendant named in the lawsuit were available for comment about the story. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.